Yeah, lots of folks are planning out their day to avoid what's coming down the pike, which is some wintry weather. It's supposed to be cloudy with a chance of snow showers in the Philly area later this afternoon, and clouds with an estimated 1 to 3 inches of snow falling tonight. A winter weather advisory begins for many of our listeners this afternoon. More snow totals are expected along the New Jersey and Delaware shorelines. Researchers say they have developed a way to pinpoint gun dealers who may be selling illegally to criminals. WHYY's Sandra Jones has more.
A team from UC Davis designed a set of prediction models aimed at improvement against illegal gun sales. The researchers analyzed gun sales and crime-related firearm recoveries in California from 2010 to 2021. They focused on dealers whose guns frequently turned up in crimes within a year of purchase, an indicator that raised concerns. According to a study published in Criminology and Public Policy, the researchers say this approach could help law enforcement better target inspections and crack down on negligent or unscrupulous gun sellers. Sandra Jones, WHYY News.
New research shows the Philadelphia metro region is one of the country's least affordable for renters. WHYY's Aaron Moselle has details.
The report from Redfin is based on rental rates from the last quarter of 2024. Researchers found that residents in the Philly metro now need to earn north of $74,000 to comfortably afford a typical apartment in the area, where the median asking price is nearly $1,900 a month. Daryl Fairweather is chief economist at Redfin. She says many renters here aren't making enough to afford that.
That gap means that people are putting more of their money into rent and they don't have money left over for things like personal savings or retirement or other things that could make their lives better off.
The gap between incomes and rents in the Philly metro is wider than the gap at the national level. Fairweather says she doesn't expect things to improve unless more apartments get built. Aaron Moselle, WHYY News.
President Donald Trump is reported to be going after the penny. He's ordered the U.S. Mint to stop making pennies because of how much they cost to make. The penny costs more than 3 cents to produce. Saying goodbye to the penny may mean having to produce more nickels. According to the U.S. Treasury Department, the country loses more money on every nickel than it does every penny. It costs 13.8 cents to make a nickel. In sports, the 76ers host the Raptors tonight, and our forecast, again, we've got some weather advisories that take effect later today for our region in the greater Philadelphia area and along the coastlines of New Jersey and Delaware as we prepare for some snow likely tonight, a chance of snow showers developing this afternoon. A high today around 36 degrees, a low tonight of 29. Tomorrow, overcast, a few flurries or snow showers possible, and a high of 36 tomorrow night.